You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to a Wednesday, that's what we say. It's WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday. It is the 17th of January. And The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Right, let's see. What do we have in a way of birthdays for today? Here's a biggie. Benjamin Franklin was born on this day. The year was 1706. Was one of the founding fathers of the United States. He was a leading author and a painter, a printer, a politician, a postmaster, scientist, inventor, civic activist, a statesman and diplomat. He invented the lightning rod, bifocals, the Franklin stove, a carriage odometer, and the glass, excuse me, harmonica. And he formed both the first public lending library in America and the first fire department in Pennsylvania. What a busy man.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Na 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 na
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Bring us in on this morning's program. We started off with Life is Life, which was a 1984 song by the Austrian pop rock band Opus, and released as the first single. That was on their first live album, Life is Life, and was also included on the US version of their fourth studio album called Up and Down in 1984. And followed on, yes, the distinctive voice of Morrissey, and that was Suedehead. In fact, it was the debut solo single by Morrissey, and that was in February of 1988. Co-written by Morrissey together with the former Smiths producer, Stephen Street, and was Morrissey's first solo release after the Smiths broke up. So there we go. That starts off our Wednesday morning. Good morning to Mary Lou. She's with us bright and early this morning.
I'm
and formed back in 1980 in Portland, Oregon. That was Quarter Flash, and it was originally made up of old Indusu Rindy Ross on the vocals and saxophone, and her husband Marv Ross on guitars, together with the Jack Charles guitars, Rick Di Gianlonardo on keyboards and synthesizers, together with Rich Gooch on electric bass. Quarter Flash, and that was, of course, Harden My Heart. Well, what we're going to do is going to soften you up by pushing you in the shower this morning. And we're just a few seconds away from 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. There we go. Yes, armed and extremely dangerous in the shower with you this morning from First Choice. And out you get. Come on. There we go. Chop, chop, and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Yes, that's what we say this time of the week, don't we? WTW, welcome to Wednesday. Hump day. We're on our way back towards the weekend. 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Normally today, we would have, if he could make it, not busy, we would have Andreas with us, Andreas Clementi. Unfortunately, Andreas isn't going to be with us this morning. We got in touch with him yesterday and said, you okay for tomorrow? Says, the whole family's got COVID. In fact, it's the last article we got in the news for today about COVID. 22 deaths recorded already so far this year. And what I would suggest is I carry around a mask with me just in case I'm with too many people, that kind of thing right now. But I think we need to be a little bit more cautious. I don't think we're into any sort of serious situation. We're expecting the new vaccinations to come in, hopefully by the end of this end of January, end of this month. so we can be inoculated. But just be careful. And the other item on the news, this is at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, is there was a big sort of get-together put together by La Prensa with those aspiring to become our next president. So we're looking at some of the comments that they made during the course of this. Not all of them, of course, it was an awful lot. But looked at some of the comments that some of the would-be presidents of the country made. It's all rather interesting. So that's all the news is made up of today. Just that and the news about COVID. Sorry about that. 21 after the hour of 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll be checking in with Ingrid. Checking in with Yasmin. See how she got on yesterday. And also what we're going to be doing. Anybody born on this day?
Who can it be knocking at my door?
In the world of music. There we go. Yes, a man at work, and who can it be now? 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. And let me see, what else we got for you for today? Now we're going to take a rummage around like we did yesterday, see if we can find some good news stories for you. But apart from that, say the usual, we'll take a look at some of the international news in around about 6 or 7 minutes' time, and the local news 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. If you just joined us, that's what we do here on The Breakfast Show.
That bright infinity inside your eyes. girl.
너는 내 별이자 나의 호주니까. 지금의 시련도 결국엔 잠시니까. 너는 언제까지나 지금처럼 밝게만 빛나줘. 우리는 너로 따라 이긴 밤을 수놓고.
너와 함께 날아가. Man, I'm without you, I'm crazy. 자, 어서 내 손을 잡아. We are made of each other, baby.
That is Coldplay together with BTS and a little number called My Universe. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just sort of after 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, so we're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
I'm
close upon my moody black sea. I should get a medal for living with you. You stick your finger into everything I do. Sometimes I just want to be alone with my thoughts and stare into space for weeks. Sometimes I just want to be alone with my thoughts and let my burden fly among the snowy peaks. The choir sings to me, nothing stays, nothing seems to be the same as it was back in the day. The choir sings to you in notes of deep dark blue, but you just grin and bear it anyway. Sometimes I just want to be alone with my thoughts and stare into space for weeks. Sometimes I just want to be alone with my thoughts, let my burden fly among the snowy peaks.
Oh, yes, alone with my thoughts, and that comes from Supernaturals. I love some of the words in that. Before that, we had Fleetwood Mac, and that's all for everyone. Keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way 17 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour for 8 o'clock. And just taking a little bit of a rummage, as we do, looking at birthdays for today, people born on this day, going back into the past. Anton Chekhov was born on this day in 1860, a Russian short story writer, playwright and physician, considered to be one of the greatest short story writers in the history of world literature. His plays, The Seagull, Uncle Vanya, Three Sisters and The Cherry Orchard, are known worldwide and are still being performed to this day. There you go, see? And another one, they're not born on this day, but another one that sort of fits into that category with their work still being performed. Of course, there's William Shakespeare, which is incredible. I wonder who's getting the royalties. Here's Dave Davis and Death of a Clown.
And Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two in a row, and that was Walk Like a Man. It was a song originally written. It was by Bob Crewe and Bobby Gaudio, and of course originally recorded by the Four Seasons, and that was them, by the way. Yes, and the song features the counterpoint of Nick Massey's bass voice on there, and the falsetto of their lead singer Frankie Valli. It was the third. Was their third number one hit, initially reaching the top of the Billboard Hot 100 on the 2nd of March back in 1963, remaining there for 3 weeks. Walk Like a Man also went to number three on the R&B singles chart as well. Cashbox, what they described it as a feelingful cha-cha beat stomper that again sports the prosthetic gimmick and has an ultra commercial arrangement by Charles Caletto. So there we go. Now I'll tell you what, one thing about the Breakfast Show, it's full of magic. This is Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra.
Like a bird.
there we go. Yes, a little bit of magic. Steve Miller Band and Abracadabra. And at the time, we're just, 5.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. When I was rummaging around the music yesterday, looking to see what we were going to play today, I came across this one from Disturbed. And of course, you know, they've done the, what I consider to be the best cover. But this is called Don't Tell Me. Featuring on here, Shand Wilson.
Just walk away. We can't help but cause more pain. Wounding more with every word that we say. The memories remain. Here we are, once again, questioning. Am I supposed to let you go? Don't tell me now that you hate me for never letting go. Let there be no doubt, I can't live my life without you.
I close my
all powerful stuff, isn't it? And there we go. That was Don't Tell Me from Disturbed featuring Ann Wilson on there. We're just making our way to the top of the hour. Just to remind you, if you want to join us here on The Breakfast Show, if you want to give us a chat, ask for a piece of music or anything like that, 677-188-22, 1-888-222. That's our WhatsApp number here. Always happy to hear from you. Of course we are.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
There we go, two in a row. I tell you what, no mistaking the guitar work of Gary Moore, is there? And I think one of the best air guitars in the world, that one. Gary Moore, Parisian Walkways was the first of those two. And following on from that, well, that's Elton John and Runaway Train. Time, if you are keeping an eye on the time on the Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to 25 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Right, let's see what we're going to do in just a few moments time. We're going to check in with Ingrid, but first of all, I'm going to take one more piece of music. This comes from the Merseys. This is going back to the 1960s as well. Sorrow, it's called. It's also made, by the way, by David Bowie.
Jerry, hey, yes, how you doing? Well, I am super excited. We've got the construction boys been coming over here, and they started on some work. Oh, my goodness. I have never, you know, I kind of always pictured myself as a, what do they call it, frustrated engineer or something like that. But, oh, boy, these boys dig holes. I have four beams that have to go into the ground, so we're going to be adding on to the roof over at the cabana. And, oh, my God, they dig beautiful holes. I mean, it's like they used a spoon to take out all the little dirt and whatnot. It's so perfectly cut. I took a picture of it because it made me so excited to see such a perfect hole in the ground. Oh, my God. And they have four of them. Oh, so I tell you, you want to get me excited? Send me a picture of a hole in the ground. And that sure did do the trick. Yeah, they'll be putting those poles in the ground today, getting some cement in there to make a little cement pond. No, they'll be making the cement to stand them up, and I guess they're just moving right along. They've already got the, oh my goodness, they've already got the big bars up there. Wow, they really are moving along. They won't be long until that thing is done, and then they'll start on the inside. So the outside of construction is going well. Oh wow. Outside in the front yard, we had cut back a whole bunch of veronetta because my poor little belladonna was not getting enough sun. And now she looks so much happier. She got sun because she can see the sky. That veronetta just kind of creeps in everywhere and kind of covers up all you can, you know. They just, it's a pervasive plant that just, it's nice, it's beautiful, especially in summer when all the colors are out. But boy, does it take its toll on other plants. And I'm looking at my little avocado tree. She's got some buds there, so we're going to have some avocados hopefully this year. Everything else is looking pretty good. One of our palm trees in the back for the first time, it's spreading those red bean sprouts, whatever you want to call them. That's the food the toucans come to eat, so we're going to have a backyard feast one of these days. Okay, you guys have a great day, and back to you in the studio.
Those of you familiar with the Chemical Brothers will know that was a little piece called Dig Your Own Hole. Beatles? Ah, they're fixing a hole.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong or right,
Song, of course, written by Bob McCracken, Hal David, and there by Dionne Warwick. The song, though, has been a hit for several different artists under several different titles. The song was first recorded as Message to Martha by Jerry Butler in 1962. In 1964, singer Lou Johnson had a minor US hit with the song with the title Kentucky Bluebird. And over there in the United Kingdom, British singer Adam Faith also recorded the song A Message to Martha, Kentucky Bluebird, in brackets. That was in 1964. 1965, and had a substantial hit with it in the UK, reaching number 12. That's Adam Faith. Exactly the same recording was issued in Australia as Message to Martha, where it was also a number 15 hit for Faith. And in the United States, of course, Dionne Warwick's version titled Message to Michael was a top hit there in 1966, and that's always the version that I remember. I can't really remember hearing much even in those days of all of those other versions, but Dionne Warwick, what a beautiful song. I like the words this time. Come softly to me, it is. And it's by the Fleetwoods.
Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling. Come to me, stay. I love you so, please hold me so tight, all through the night.
I speak softly, darling, hear what I say. I love you always.
I've waited so long. And your love, please come to me from up above.
Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling.
Come, I need you so much. Come, wanna feel your warm touch. Dum 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 do dum.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game, all in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly. Then he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly away.
Tommy Edwards, and it's all in the game. 17 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and I said we've got somebody else born on this day in the world of music, and I can tell you where I can remember her from, but Betty White. She was born on this day, the year was 1922, an American actress, comedian, author, and a former game show host as well. But she is best known to, relatively modern audiences, if you like. This is for her television role as Rose Nyland. And that was on the Golden Girls. Do you remember that series? Absolutely, absolutely brilliant. Somebody else with a birthday today, Muhammad Ali. Yes, born Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. was born on this day in 1942. Of course, American boxer, three-time world heavyweight champion, who is considered one of the greatest heavyweight champion championship boxers. Absolutely. Not only was he just a brilliant boxer, but he was a brilliant person as well.
Friend, I've done something stupid again. It's not that I don't love you, I do. It's just I'm in this black hole so blue. Now I've done something stupid again. And now it's little lies and alibis, and the second phone can make it. Stupid thing that I have done. It starts, got money in your pocket at last. It makes you think you're more than you are. You're just enough sucker for the dream.
stupid thing that I
a lovely song from Sarah Barinas there. If I can't have you, I'll tell you what, let's say a very good morning. Drop us a little line. Oh, didn't just drop us a little line. She said a little line. Good morning to Mandy. Mm-hmm. Where'd she go? I did have her there. I'll get her back in a minute. So anyway, yes, good morning to Mandy. She said that she's enjoying the music today, which is all rather nice. So what can I say really to that, Mandy?
I remember all my life raining down as cold as ice, shadows of a man, a face through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way,
I'm loving the music today. Thank you.
There we go. Yes, we got that. That's Mandy there dropping us a little note by voicemail. You can do that, of course. All you got to do is get in touch with us on our WhatsApp number. Jumps up here in the studio in front of us, like that one did. 677-18822. 677-18822. Always happy to hear from you here on the Breakfast Show. If you want us to play a piece of music for you, we can do that. We can pass the message on for you. Well, we can do anything, really. It's like a mail service. Anyway, lovely to hear from you all out there. Slowing things down again. Well, that was fairly slow, wasn't it? But this is, well, they shoot horses, don't they?
Here we go.
Racing cars.
Round and round the floor. Together. In time. Here we sit. It looks like.
Racing Cars, a Welsh pop band. They were formed in the Rhondda Valley in Wales in 1973. The only hit single was that one, They Shoot Horses, Don't They?, which peaked at number 14 on the UK singles chart in 1977. And it was inspired, by the way, by the film They Shoot Horses, Don't They? But the band also toured. They toured including dates supporting bands like Big Company in 1976. That's Bad Company. Big Bad Company. bring us down to the top of the hour. That's Barbara George, and I Know You Don't Love Me No More.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
You got me in a state of shock.
And there we go, a state of shock. That's what happens if you put the Jacksons together with Mick Jagger. A state of shock. And what a great name. Very, very apt one thought. 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, still to come. We're going to take another piece of music. And then after that, we'll check in with Yasmin, see how things are going. And also, we do have, believe it or not, a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. Time to take a deep breath, sit back and relax and listen to Anita Baker. Giving you the best that I've got.
Hey, there's something I can give in exchange for everything you give to me. Read my mind and make me feel just fine when I think my peace of mind is out of reach. Sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can calm the stormy sea.
Told you it was a lovely song, didn't I? Anita Baker, giving you the best that I got. Time on the breakfast show, 25 minutes. That's after the hour, 9 o'clock, and it is time to say...
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, happy Wednesday, yes. We're halfway through the week, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will be at midday.
Yeah. But it wasn't that quick this week, right?
No, you were saying that about last week as well.
Uh-huh.
It's the thing with age, actually, yes. When you get to my age, it goes a lot quicker.
No, but this week has been slow.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
No, me neither. Perhaps it's us that's slow and everybody else is okay. I said I had a weird thing this morning. I sort of woke up and I lost my balance.
Oh, yeah.
I stood up and, yeah, oh, it's like being drunk without having any liquor. So, there we go. Anyway, how was your yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was very nice. Mm. Remember, I went to the launch of the new book of Patricia Zarate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you a little bit. As I told you yesterday, the name of the book, I got it in English now, is Reimagining the Cultural and Musical Narratives of Jazz in Panama.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
In which it narrates the complex relationship between Panama and the United States,
mm-hmm.
tracing the paths of his music, tracing the development of jazz in Panama
mm-hmm.
from the middle of the 19th century
mm-hmm.
to the present day. Through three movements, pre-jazz, jazz, and global jazz.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And also, during the presentation, there were on stage live music with the Global Jazz Woman. This is an ensemble made up of female and non-binary artists directed by Patricia mm-hmm. Zarate Perez.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful, this music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, because that's her sort of baby, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like Woman X, isn't it? It's got an X in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. Interesting. And the book is amazing. Everything about the history of jazz
mm-hmm.
in Panama. It's really, really touching. I mean, we were all really emotional about mm-hmm. all the history. Very interesting.
It's amazing, the jazz that has come out of Panama.
Exactly.
You know, we lost one sort of fairly recently, which was Carlos Garnett.
Mm-hmm.
Then we lost him last year, the year before. But what's interesting is because they sort of start off here,
mm-hmm.
and then they sort of like go to New York and places like this, and that's when they really sort of get established in the jazz scene.
Exactly.
You know, which is... It's funny because in that respect, I mean, it's better for jazz than it is, say, for other types of music
mm-hmm.
for us here, like with bands or groups, because they just, you know, these are individual people that go up there from Panama and make their name
mm-hmm.
in the world of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great history in jazz. And funnily enough, I mean, I remember when I first came here, Barbara Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Who was here? She had an amazing voice.
Mm-hmm.
I might find a piece of. I've got some of her music on the in my library. So I might play one a little bit later.
Yeah, and also Patricia said that this is just the beginning
mm-hmm.
of her investigation because there's a lot more of information about here in Panama.
It's so cool. She's putting it all together as well.
Exactly.
The history.
Yeah, it's very important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Again, have a good day today.
Yes, today is the gala, right?
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll be going to that, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, yeah, look forward to that.
Yes.
And what else have you got today, anything?
No, just no? that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it. Well, we're finished then, aren't we? We're going to go home. No, because we've got some music, haven't we?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Born on this day in the world of music. Where do you? Because we've got a couple. Where do you want to start?
Exactly. Let's start with Chris Montes.
Okay.
He was born in 1943. American guitarist and vocalist who had the 1962 UK number 2 and US number 4 single "Let's Dance."
Oh yeah, you remember that one, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back. There we go, yes. So Chris Montez and Let's Dance. You remember that, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Those were the days when one could move. Yes. Now we have Chris Montez and Let's Lie Down and Have a Nap. Oh, wonderful. And by the way, did you get that message I sent you from Maria Verdi? Did you see that one?
No. Where did you send it?
Let me just check. I was looking here. Because they've got an event that you might like to go to. That's on...
Maria Verde. Yes, I got it. Mm-hmm.
No, what you say that your son... You don't understand your son. You don't understand anybody.
You sounded like Mariah Carey. I was like, which Mariah? Yes, I got it. Mm. But I cannot go, sadly.
Why?
Because I have a meeting with the accountant.
You've got an accountant?
Of course.
Well, you got money?
It's the same that you have. Idania. Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Mm-hmm. Right, who's our other Born on the Day music? I'll tell you what, before we do that one, because I mentioned, I'm mentioning Barbara Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara Wilson, it was the Panama Jazz Effects, and Barbara Wilson, I found one of hers. She's singing Autumn Leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Should we play that? And then we come back and then do your second Born on This Day.
Mm-hmm.
The autumn leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer. Since you went away.
There we go, yes, the late, great Barbara Wilson and the Panama Jazz Effects.
Mm-hmm.
Great she was. I remember you used to go to Las Povedas. She used to perform there a lot.
She sounded a little bit like Idania Doma, don't you think?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it does a bit, I suppose, mm-hmm.
Yeah, very nice.
Yes, mm-hmm. Very nice. Now, your other one, born on this day in the world of music.
Mm-hmm. The next one is Paul Young.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1956, singer, 1983, UK number one single, Wherever I Lay My Hat, That's My Home, 1985, US number one single, Every Time You Go Away, The Street Band, 1978, UK number 18 single, Toast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's not anymore, by the way.
Oh, no.
No, mm-hmm. He's not young.
Okay.
He's Paul Old now. Change his name.
Oh, gosh.
His music's still good, though.
Okay.
It is. Wherever I lay my hat, my home.
By the look in your eye, I can tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. I'm telling you, that's my home. Had romance, did you break it by chance over me? If it's so, I'd like for you to know that I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always my home. Mm, that's my home. Oh, you keep telling me, you keep telling me I'm your man. What do I have to do? Type man who is always on the road. Ooh, la, 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 la. Wherever I lay my
And there we go, Paul Young, wherever I lay my hat, that's my home.
Mm-hmm.
I would be homeless. I don't wear hats.
Oh, that's true.
Ruins the hair.
You are like my mom.
I'm not like your mom.
Yes. I don't care about my hair.
Well, you don't have to, do you?
Exactly.
I mean, it's what? Half an inch long?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? It suits you, though. I mean, I remember, funnily enough, mm-hmm. sort of joking about it, but I guess when I had, when I was going through my cancer treatment,
mm-hmm.
when I was going through all the chemotherapy,
mm-hmm.
whatever it was, and of course I lost my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I could drive around with the car windows open and not worry about it ruffling my hair.
And you could wear hats.
I did wear a hat, actually, for a while. Mm-hmm. Because of the sunshine, you know.
You see, life is better without hair.
No.
Yes, no. I really enjoy it.
No.
I don't have to care about that. I don't have to spend money in shampoo, conditioner, all those things. Or a saloon.
I mean, I don't know. My hair's white.
Mm-hmm.
It makes people think I'm old. I told you, when people say, why don't you dye your hair? I say, mm-hmm. I do.
Uh-huh.
It's normally black. But actually what I do like, I mean, my hair is white, but what I do like, I like grey hair.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get this. I saw somebody, it was a lady in actual fact, she dyed her hair this sort of grey, and it was nice. It was like, I don't know, there was no sort of changes in the colour. It was just this really nice sort of grey colour.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh yeah, perhaps I should do that.
Hmm.
No. It was, hey, what you done, dyed your hair? No, this is its natural colour. It was dyed before, I told you. All right, yes, well, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too.
Oh, by the way, he's been in touch with Ian?
Oh, yes, of course.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He's all right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I saw him, I think, I thought, on Instagram, did he have a paint gun or something? Or he was firing something, was that him?
Mm,
no?
No, I didn't see
no,
that.
No, probably not.
Mm.
Yeah. You wouldn't understand him anyway. All right, yeah, have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you. You
all right, and we'll tell everybody about the gala tomorrow, won't we?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Something for us to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, yes, have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
And should we go have a margarita?
Margarita?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We could join Jimmy Buffett. He's going to Margaritaville.
Okay.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell those shrimp they're beginning to boil. Wasting away. But this brand new tattoo, but it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Some people claim that there's a woman.
blew out my flip-flop, stepped on a pop-top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar and salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my own damn fault. Yes, and some people claim that there's a woman to blame, and I know it's my own.
I guess that should really be followed. It's with its 5 o'clock somewhere, shouldn't it? Time on the breakfast show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're about coming to about 11 and a half minutes, and that is up until the hour of 10 o'clock, where we'll be wandering off and doing something else. But we've got time to squeeze more music in. This is We Are the World, 25 for Haiti.
Give me. make a better day. Just you and me, we are the world.
We are the world. We are the world. We are the world.
We are the world. We are the world. Let's go. Yeah. Every choice we're making, we're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day. Just you and me.
Well, that's it. Yes, bring us to the end of this morning's program. We are the World 25 for Haiti. And that's it then. It's time to say our goodbyes for today. Firstly, let's hope that Andreas and the family get well soon. Andreas couldn't make it today. The family apparently has come down with COVID. There's a lot of it about. So do please take care out there. Carry some masks around with you. It's always a good idea in case you find yourself within an area of a lot of people. Anyway, a big thanks go to Ingrid for our report this morning, Everyday Story of Country Folk, people digging holes in her garden, which apparently she was very impressed with. Got a chuckle. So big thanks to Ingrid. Yasmin, of course, our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all of our social media work, and as well as anything else today, a couple of people born on this day in music. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, and he's here in Panama, as I mentioned, and he keeps us up with some of our background information, our birthdays, etc., etc., which we use in the show. And also to the boys and girls of Group of Garda, they keep us up and running in the mornings, keep us honest. So thanks to them, especially to Isaac. Good morning, Isaac. And to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock in the morning. So please, 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 whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, what do we say? Please do it carefully, because 7 o'clock tomorrow, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.